Oh, thanks, Jason. You are the man. Wow, so much. So much to share. But you know, I just want to do something a little different this morning. You know, I typically come up here and I share the word, and I share the word at you. And today I want to reverse this. And I'm going to put some of you on the spot. Is that okay? Wait a minute, let me ask that. Is that okay?
Yes.
Woo! Okay. You know, typically when Thanksgiving rolls around, I am often reminded about how thankful I am. How thankful I truly am. My wife and I, you know our story. You know, she, about 6 years ago, was diagnosed with cancer, and it was right around Christmas time, and we didn't want anyone to know because we didn't want to ruin anyone's Christmas. So we kept it silent, didn't tell our kids, didn't tell anyone. She was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I remember when the doctor came in and she said, "You really should get your affairs in order." That's like a hammer coming down, like a gavel, like a judge, boom. And it hits you like, oh. And we went outside, and that night was the school Christmas program, and we were like, how are we going to do this? Because our hearts were just shattered. And it began to snow. We were sitting out in the car, dialoguing through this, and it began to snow. And that night we had to cancel the program because of the snow. We were so thankful that God graced us in that moment. So thankful. Many of us are in a season right now where we're struggling. Turn with me to Jeremiah, if you would, really quick. Jeremiah 29:11. We should know this one, yes. And I'm going to tell you something. In our journey, and this is our story, we learned very early on that gratitude, a thankful heart, is a fierce weapon. It truly is a fierce weapon to push back against the darkness. Proverbs 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." We stood on that scripture because we truly believe of all the prophetic words that have been spoken over our lives and towards us and in every arena we've been in, that God had so much more for our lives, and it wasn't going to end at that moment. And we developed and just began to grow in this heart of gratitude towards God and everything that God was doing. And it was an ugly journey. Cancer is an ugly journey. And with chemo and all that, you know, I remember Sandy struggling through all that, all the stuff that went on and the surgeries and all that. It was brutal. But we always maintained, especially her, this incredible, thankful heart. Because she knew that God had plans for her. And she put her hope in that future. Some of us are in this moment right now where we can't see farther down the road. We don't know what tomorrow brings. And our hope is kind of waning. Hope deferred, Proverbs says, makes the heart sick. But when hope is fulfilled, it brings life. And this morning, I wanted to share something totally different, but this is what I really feel the Holy Spirit would have me share with you guys today. And that is, you share with me and all of us what you are truly thankful for. A lot of you, because I know a lot of you, I know your stories and the journeys you've been on. I remember at one particular point in Sandy's journey where she had had enough. And she had reached this point where she was exhausted. You know, the chemotherapy and all that had just taken its toll. Her hair was gone. Everything in her body ached. She couldn't lie in bed. She had to sleep in this recliner. And even at that, she couldn't sleep very well at all. And I remember she said, "You know, I just need to know. I just need to know that he still loves me. He still cares about me. I have this hope, but I just need to know." What she wanted was a tangible touch of the presence of God. You ever wanted that? You were so desperate, you wanted that tangible touch from God. But I'm telling you again, gratitude is a fierce weapon. And she was so thankful. And we prayed that night that God would come and God would visit her and God would touch her heart, and that his tangible, visible presence, whatever that looked like, would manifest in her presence. And that night, I remember waking up hearing some music, and I went in the front room and kind of have this shop light, and kind of glows out in the front yard, so I could see enough in there that she was in there worshiping, just like this. Music's playing real softly, and she's worshiping. And I said, "Are you okay?" And she said, "Yes." He came, and he touched me, and he told me I would be okay. See, she fought this journey with this incredible weapon of gratitude. And it was that thankful heart that busted through and pushed open doors. And I believe it was a key to what God used to affirm that he had great plans for her and he was going to fulfill them in her and through her. I can remember the day we skipped and danced out of the office of the oncologist when he said, "I don't even know why you're here. We don't need to see you anymore." One of the things that Sandy did on her journey was she journaled things that she was thankful for every single day. She journaled. 4 or 5 things she journaled every day that she was thankful for. For 5 or 6 years, she kept doing this, and everything was new. She was always searching for something to be thankful for. And I'm telling you, in this moment of adversity, when everything around us is spinning and it seems like as if the plans that you thought God had for you are put on hold or not there, I'm telling you, that is a lie. God has plans for every one of us. The key for us getting through this moment is a thankful heart. Fight with this incredible weapon of gratitude. Fight with a thankful heart. So with that, I want to hear some of your stories. Just quick, we don't have a lot of time. About 3 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to ask Max. Max is going to come up here. And Max, if you've got something that you're thankful for, you're very grateful for, we need to hear it. We need to hear it.
Should we start right on in?
Let's do it.
My name is Liz Hyde. None of you know me. I'm new. But I'm thankful for being alive, despite I attempted on my life 25 different times.
Ooh.
And 2 of them, they weren't sure they were going to be able to save me. So I just want to say I'm just grateful for being here, and that despite my own hand, he decided he had something else for me to do, which I'm not sure what that is yet, but I'm figuring it out. Thank you.
Let's pray into that really quick. You want to?
Sure.
Do you mind standing? Renata, would you stand next to her?
Sure.
Plans? Woo! Yeah. God's got great plans for you.
Yes, he does.
Wow. Father, we just lift up this amazing young lady to you, God. And Father, we choose life in the name of Jesus. Father, I just pray that tonight, God, when she lays her head on the pillow, that part of her being, that spirit part of her being that does not sleep, Father, that you would engage with. You would take her into the heavens and you would reveal to her the plans and the purposes that you have for her life. Father, you didn't create her for her to destroy herself, God. You created her for something powerful, something bold, something exciting, God. You created her to make you famous. And we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, come on up.
Hello.
Mikey.
Yeah, come on up here, big Mike.
This guy's a walking miracle.
Put you on display, buddy.
Woohoo!
Well, last year about this time, you guys know that I was on death's door. I looked horrible, and I felt horrible, and trying just to go through every day was rough. And we went down to Bethel to their prayer and healing rooms, and nothing happened right away, but it started happening, and it's been happening. And here I am.
Woo! Wow, we just want to speak continued healing. Wow. Father, we just ask that you would align every cell in our brother's body with your kingdom. Father, as it is in heaven, let it be here on earth in him and through him, God. Wow, I thank you for Mike. I thank you for his faithful heart. I thank you for his friendship. And God, I know that you have so much more in store for him. Wow, thank you, Jesus. We just all said, amen, amen. Woo!
You want to come up here? I can come to you.
No, no.
I don't, but I will. It's one of those, okay, can I not cry through it? Hope restored. Last night, I got a phone call from a very drunk and high two sons, and my heart just broke as a mother, because my son loved and was on fire for the Lord his whole life, but a fallen church, disappointment in a pastor, had a domino effect on an entire youth group, and it broke them. So why am I thankful? Because as I drove home, I was talking with my daughter, because we were at Costco together when this happened. And as we're talking, we started talking about how we were at youth camp, and she's now one of the helpers for youth here, even though they're not going to church yet. She's working with Kelsey. And she's like, Mom, when you shared at youth camp, I didn't even think about it. When you said I was the only one that was left standing out of that youth group and the one that never fell from the Lord. And then she was sharing with me her best friend, who was the pastor's daughter. Thank you. The pastor's daughter, who's now given her life back to the Lord and standing strong, and another domino standing up, another one of his remnant standing up. And then her sister, though, and her the other one, who were all raised in my fold, who are so far from the Lord. And in this conversation, though, the Lord was showing me as we were singing that song, and I think it was Steve who read the scripture about the storms are going to come and they're going to beat on the house, but on I stand on the solid foundation, that Christ is our solid foundation, and each person here is a pillar of what that looks like. Yeah. And we all have those that have gone astray, but God is calling them home, and our job is to continue to pray for them and to be their strength and to be on our faces for them, because Holy Spirit is working and he's softening their hearts and he's going to bring them back into his fold. And so my heart rejoices for those that have returned, but I still cry out for those that are out there and need to come home.
Hold on a second.
Go away.
Wow. Father, I want to start by canceling the plans of the enemy.
Yes.
Whoa. Father, we cancel the plans of the enemy, not only over her own child, but over all the other children that are involved in our lives, Father. We cancel the plans of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we say yes to you and your plans, God. Wow. 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 Father, I just pray that you would comfort her heart, you'd bring incredible peace, and you would bring her signs, God, that there is a returning. There's a coming back too. Father, I just pray that you put all, just put that on all of our hearts, God, that we would stand beyond the gate, searching the horizon, looking for the prodigals to come home. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just pray that you would raise that in us, God. Wow, thank you. Mm.
So, Lord, I just pray for Karen right now that you would give her strength to fight.
Yes.
I pray, Lord, that you would bring her children into relationship with you and to give back what was stolen from
them.
That's
right. That's a good word.
Yeah. Lord, I pray that faith will be restored in their hearts and trust in you, not in man, but in you, Lord. I pray that all addiction is broken off of them right now in Jesus' name, that you will wake them up. Yes. Lord, I just ask that this happens soon. Mm-hmm. Answer her prayers, the cry of her heart.
Yes.
And I just thank you, and I ask, Lord, that you would just bring to remembrance her children in our prayers as a church, that we can rally around her and her family.
Yes.
And we just thank you in advance for what you're doing in her family, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Charlotte. Bless you.
Come to you.
Thank you. I might need to lean on you. Pardon me while I lean on him, while I'm leaning on God. I just want to say I'm so grateful to be here with you as a family. And I'm not just grateful to be here, but I'm also grateful to be here on this, in this existence. I survived an accident that took my husband. And it's only through God's grace can you walk through something like that and find things to be grateful for. So I continue to be grateful. And when I was newly here, I had had an operation, and it was giving me some reactions that were really difficult. And I was here listening to some people speak, and someone here noticed that I wasn't feeling well, and I said, I'm going home. And she didn't know, but I was going home. I didn't care if I lived or died. I felt that badly, and I really felt I was going to go on. And she prayed, and somebody else prayed. And that was Sunday. And by Wednesday, 3 days later, very symbolic 3 days, everything that was not right in my system was gone. So again, I'm so grateful to be here, just on this planet, in here with all of you. I'm so grateful.
Yeah, so good. So good.
Yeah. Thankful stories, thankfulness. Jim? I'll get to you.
Wherever you like.
I got a couple good ones here.
Okay, we have only 2 minutes.
Okay,
Jim.
I can do a quick
37 seconds left.
2010, I succumbed almost to death by getting septicemia. On 2010, I got real ill with peritonitis and septicemia, or that was in 2015. I got them two mixed up. And then I lived through a colostomy bag and pretty much near-death experience. And I was touched pretty mightily by the Lord. And he told me that I need to go forward a little bit more and help share my story, plus maybe do a little bit of the work, because I know for a fact that there's a lot of people that are hurting in this congregation from different things that they've been around and different circumstances that they put themselves in. But that being said, I'm just very thankful that I'm here to share a word or two about the love of God and the love of Christ. And without his love, I don't think that we would be here. And that's why we're here, to share his love. So that being said, I'll just leave it at that.
That's good.
God is love.
That's good. Thank you. That's good.
Those that you know this man, he's got a big heart for people.
Oh,
he actually has the heart of an evangelist, and he's always sharing with people at his workplace and so forth, and just touching people. It's awesome.
So a lot of you guys know me, and I'm going to try not to cry. But thanks, Doug.
We're full service here at the Vineyard.
Tissue?
Just about a month or so ago, I had open heart surgery, and this year has really sucked. I'm going to be honest. I mean, there's been a lot going on this year, and we're still not all the way through it, but I'm so thankful for God's faithfulness and him continuing to show me that he's got me through it all, even on days that are really, really hard. I just keep looking back, and he keeps just dropping these little moments where, like, I'll see a post on Facebook that I had for, like, 5-6 years ago or whatever, where I was talking about how God was faithful then and reminding me if he's faithful then, he's going to be faithful now. So anyway, just be encouraged that even when it seems really crappy and you can't really find, like Doug's talking about, the hope, try to dig deep and try to find it because it's there. And he is always, always faithful.
Amen.
Ah, Mr. Weaver.
Hi. Oh, maybe at the end. Well, along the lines of what Karen was sharing, I just wanted to share encouragement. I'm just thankful to be here, like most all of you. For many years, I wandered down the wrong path. I grew up in a great family, received the Lord as a kid, and then I just wanted to do my things my way. And after about 13 years, the Lord opened my eyes to the error of my ways. And then I felt like I was unworthy to get forgiveness because of, you know, walking away. And that's been a journey to feel God's grace and his love and compassion. And a lot of that healing came through words that the Lord gave me through many of you and just the love and support of this community and family. So I'm just so thankful. I could go on and on, but primarily that God drew me back and that he never gave up on me. So I just want to encourage you, and it's through the prayers, I'm sure, of friends and family that knew my situation. And after all those years, God just, bam, there's no escaping it. So be encouraged.
That's good.
Something to keep in mind that thankfulness isn't an emotion. Thankfulness is a decision.
Ooh, that's good.
Thankfulness is something you decide to do, despite the circumstances, despite how you feel. That's awesome. Shay, you got something? You want to come up here or you want to stay back there? She's going to hide in the back corner.
One of the things I'm grateful for is it was mine and Jason's 5th anniversary yesterday.
Woo!
And, so I'm sure many of you don't know our story of how we got together, but it's not common, and God has brought us so far. And the second thing I want to say I'm grateful for is for this body, because we wouldn't be where we are without this body. So thank you, guys, and thank you, God. Amen.
Very good.
Where's Jason at?
He's hiding.
Hey, both of you guys stand up for a second. Yeah, come up here.
Yeah, let's...
Come on.
Let's pick on him a little bit.
Last weekend, I believe it was last weekend, we had the worship retreat was at their home. And my wife and I went out there at the latter part of the worship retreat, and we brought the food out. And as we entered their home, I want to tell you what I felt. We felt like the storm was over. And you know what I'm talking about. And that there was a whole new wave of refreshing coming into your home. That your home was going to be, oh man. That your home, as you move forward into the future and you press into him, your home's going to become a refuge, a place of safety for many, many people. I don't know how that plays out, but I just see that playing out. You both carry the DNA to rescue broken hearts and to help bring this together in their lives. So God's going to use you guys in a powerful way as you continue to press into him with all of your hearts. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yeah. Woo! Hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Let's pray this in. Father, we just thank you for the gift that Jason and Shay are to this body. Ho-ho. What a gift. Father, I just pray, God, and we say yes and amen to your plans and your heart for them. Father, I know that you didn't bring them to a place to destroy them, but you brought them to a place to just renew their hearts, to repair the brokenness, to bring integrity back into their lives. Wow. And Father, I just pray that you would continue to lead them and guide them as they continue to follow you with all of their hearts. And Father, I just pray that when they wake up in the morning, they'll be in a whole new place in you and in your presence, God. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 There's someone back there, Max. There you go. There you go.
Ah.
You guys doing okay? Okay. You guys are great preachers, man. This is awesome.
Hi. we've been coming here a couple months, but I don't really know anyone. So I'm Shalene. This is my mom, Barb. I'm really thankful to find this church. For sure, that's the top of the list. But, I don't know what top of the list is. I've got a lot. But the Lord really reminded me of something that I needed to share. This last year, I was really sick. We didn't know what was wrong with me. Always in bed, always tired, and you know, whatever. Getting older, so you think maybe that's it. Well, I finally got some tests done, and they found a pretty large mass on my kidney. It was, I think it was in inches, it was like 1 by 3, or in the kidney or whatever. So, of course, that's scary. And they, you know, I said, so is this a cancer scare? And my doctor, she's like, well, I guess. I don't know what else it could be. So that's really fun, as you know. And so I was waiting for the next test to be done, and that took about 2 or 3 weeks. So in that time, you know, I'm praying. I trust God. I know he's a healer. I know we are, you know, in a covenant of healing and so many different ways to receive. And so I had a lot of people praying. And one day I was actually watching Joseph Prince. I don't know if any of you watch him. And he was teaching on the communion, you know, how that's one of his things he's really big on, and how discerning the Lord's body and how it was broken for us for our healing, a part of it. And that when you take communion, you know, you're recognizing that and remembering and taking hold of that provision, right? And the, you know, the blood, of course, is our covenant of salvation and all of it, you know. But, and I'd done that before, and I thought, you know, okay, but this time I just felt it, you know. So I went up and grabbed some pita bread and some cranberry juice, and I'm just like, I'm doing this right now, you know, and I'm taking hold, and faith is rising. And so I don't know if that was the moment that I received the healing, but I do want to encourage people in that it's not the stuff itself isn't, you know, holy, right, or any, right, of that, but it's your, you know, taking hold of the truth of our covenant of, you know, Jesus said, you know, do this in remembrance of me, and as often as you do, you know, do this and remember what he did, why he did it, that his body was broken for our healing, that he did bear all sickness, all pain, all heartache, brokenness in our mind, anywhere. You know, all of that is, he did that for us, right? And so we remember when we take communion and we are thankful, right? Yeah. And I did feel that day, I felt so much better. I had energy, I felt better, but I don't know if that was the moment, but I'm pretty sure it was. You know what I mean? I just hate to, it's hard because you don't know, but I'm pretty sure so. And I remember when it happened, I said, well, Lord, if I ever get the chance, I'll share this, you know? So I'm sitting here and he's like, this is your chance. So hallelujah. I went in and long, you know, as you know, that's the end of the story. It's gone. So praise the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah. And he fully, you know, had to do certain
right. That's right. Yeah. Awesome.
Amen. Woo. Amen to that.
Nick Bender, we'll do a couple more.
Two things. One, my wife, one, myself. Years ago, my wife was diagnosed with lung cancer. At that time, it was quite devastating, and it is getting hit by a hammer. This church prayed her through it, through the intercession and the love and everything else. And within a year, year and a half, she was diagnosed with no cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
She's been cancer-free. And then for myself, one Saturday morning, about 7:30 in the morning, I got a phone call from the ER, from a local hospital here, from a doctor saying that I was having a heart attack. And I says, I'm in bed. How do you know I'm having a heart attack? He says, by some tests for my annual physical, it was showing up. So they took me down to the ER, and within an hour or two, I was down at Rogue having an angiogram. Yes, I was having a heart attack. So they scheduled me for surgery for Sunday. I got canceled by the person that I worked with was also having a heart attack. I got bumped for him, so I was on a Monday. I had my surgery on a Monday. I was back here on a Sunday morning following that Monday worshiping.
Amen. Twofer.
Michelle Vermeer.
Who over here?
Michelle.
Michelle.
You're hiding.
I know. Hiding.
You can't stand up.
Well, I'm trying to articulate my thoughts and not cry. I've been in this church for several years. Since I was little. I've been a nurse for about 30 years, and I took a job about 4.5 years ago, and I'd been pretty involved. I mean, most of you guys know me, but this job, I just had like a personality change, and coming out of it, it's been almost a year now, and I'm just so grateful. It was like coming out of an abusive relationship. I know my personality changed. I withdrew everyone. I didn't need any help. I was fine. I wouldn't ask. I couldn't ask for help. I just, like, turned in. And it was just some of the things I was told. It was like, you know, your every decision. If I said it's white, it's black. If it's black, it's white. I mean, you're hard to get along with. Nobody understands you. You don't communicate well. You have a hard time getting along with people. And it's just, I mean, I've never been told that before. So with this job, I mean, it was just this constant beating down, beating down, beating down. And so now I finally, you know, like Nick's, it was very helpful. I mean, I've had a lot of prayer getting out of this relationship. And this last year, just being out, I feel the life starting to return. I'm not there yet. I'm not done. But God is so gracious, and just feeling that life coming back. And
that's good. That's really good. Ernie and Glenna, could you guys step up and just put a hand on her? Wow. Mm. Wow. Wow.
Father, thank you that you have spoken life into yes. Michelle.
Yes.
And that you've released her from yes. the lies of the enemy.
Yes.
Even though those lies have come through flesh and blood, Father, you've given her the discernment to see where the source of that is. And just so we just speak truth to her, Father, that you have raised up in her a mighty warrior.
Yes.
A woman of strength and faith, and she's got just an incredible heart of service, and I just love her sense of humor. And I just pray, Father, that you continue to restore what the enemy has tried to steal from her, so that in Jesus' name she might rise up to be all that you have for her. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Wow. Yay.
Okay. Are and the man.
Where are we going? Wait.
And we'll cut it with Dan so we can pray in.
It's going to be a little tough, but I got to do it. I can echo what bits and pieces of what people have shared as far as their gratitude and the lifelong pain that they may have gone through and suffered, disappointments. I had all those. And by the grace of God, the Lord brought me my wife. I was in a bad marriage. Got two good kids from it. Was angry. Had lots of problems. And she came to work for me, and I didn't know her from Adam. And the good Lord, she shared with me later, as she watched and observed the problems that I was having getting through a really bad divorce, he stopped her in the hallway, and I was down the hallway in my office, and she says, "You're going to marry him." And she said, "No way." Well, the Lord has a great sense of humor. And in spite of our differences and in spite of all our circumstances, in spite of marriage counseling where our pastor counselor said, "I don't see it happening, I don't see it working," we still did it. And I just want to thank a godly woman that the good Lord has given me.
Oh, wow. Thank you, God. Wow.
Heart for these people. Why don't you pray for them?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I go to the men's prayer group with Doug and Max, and one thing that's for certain, I can guarantee this, that things get done there. God hears us, and we've been praying for these two for a few weeks, and holy moly, here they are. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God, for your answered prayers. Mm-hmm. And for restoring the love of their youth.
Ooh, that's good.
Praise you, God. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, Michelle, you say that life is returning to you, and God says you are already full of life.
That's good. Yeah.
So some of you know me, some of you don't. I used to attend here at the Vineyard years ago, and I come from a kind of a crazy background, a crazy family. I'm a lot of American Indian and Scottish, and if you go into the holidays and add alcohol to that combination, my sister says that home movie is like we're an episode from Cops. So... So it's just a lot of things. And I just want to say I'm thankful to God that he is such an overcomer. Traditional curses in our lives, circumstances, sickness, all those things he has cured in my life. Murder kind of runs in my family. And my dad, who was just a crazy, crazy drunken Indian, pretty much, at the end of his life, he was... radically converted and, yeah, and was a true man of God and a deacon in his church. And what I'm saying is what the enemy has for us as our destiny on this earth, God cancels that because he is such an overcomer. And in my life, when I was going to also commit murder at one point, I prayed a prayer, even though I wasn't a Christian. I said, God, forgive me for what I'm about to do. And when I got to the situation and had a handgun and pulled the trigger, the gun misfired. And in the course of that, escaped by jumping out a second-story window, and my life just kind of tumbled in. But through someone that attended this church who I worked with, she brought me to this church, and that was the beginning of the change that God had for me in my anger and the breaking of traditional curses. And one by one, God overcame the things that the enemy had planned for my life and my family. In the end, most of my family is Mormon. And through the course of my sister getting saved and myself getting saved, everybody in my family except for one Mormon is committed back to Christianity. They attend churches, and they have broken that Mormon cult curse in our life. And they're productive Christians in the community. My sister ran the Youth for Christ ministry in Medford for years and has touched many, many lives. And God told me, if you be saved, so shall your whole family. And he has stood by that. And I tell people that have members of their family that aren't walking with Christ, pray for them. God hears every little prayer like, God, forgive me for what I'm about to do. I wasn't walking with God when I said that prayer, but he listened to it. And so each prayer has the significance of a big prayer, even if it's a little one. And a few years ago, I was diagnosed with liver cancer. My dad also had had liver cancer. He died being cancer-free, even though they said that he would be dead in 3 to 6 months. He actually died of a heart attack 5.5 years later. And that was the grace of God, just extending his life. And when I got my diagnosis, I did not believe that that was my demise. And God told me of all the things that he wanted to do in my life. And he asked me, are you in agreement with that? And that's the way we have to be in our lives. He has so many things for us. He says that we're more than a conqueror. We're more, you know, we have all these things that the Bible speaks about us each and every day. And if we are in agreement with that, those things become our destiny. And he overcomes the sin and the things in our lives that keep us from doing the destiny that the enemy has planned for us.
That's good.
So I just say, if you have a sickness, agree that God is our healer. If you have sin in your life that you can't break, agree that God has overcome that and he's made you part of a royal priesthood and you're beyond that you become a new creation in Christ. Because those are the things in my life that time and time again he's just shown me. Because when I came to Christ, I said, I'm not going to worship a God that's weak. I need a God that has all the horsepower in the world, that can do each and everything that I ask him in prayer. And that is my God. And that's the God that resides in this church. Amen. And so I just encourage you, pray. Come to church. Get filled with the Holy Spirit. Come to intercession. If you want to hear from God, come to intercession. He'll speak to you. And that's the things that I'm grateful for. This body, this pastor, these elders. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Oh, well, I think we should kind of wrap it up. You guys feeling a little refreshed? You feeling encouraged? Thankful hearts. Thankful hearts. I encourage you to really seek the Lord for a thankful heart. Let's stand. Father, I am so thankful for every testimony in here today. Father, I know there was many more. Father, I just pray, God, that you would continue to go deep into our hearts. Father, I just ask that this season that we're in, God, that you would give us this incredible attitude of thankfulness, God. where we could be thankful for even the little tiny victories, God, because it's one foot in front of the other that takes us to the promised land. Wow. Father, I pray for divine health over every individual in here, as we always pray, God, that you would continue to keep your hand upon us. You would continue to align everything in our physical bodies with your kingdom. Because, Father, we know that in heaven there is no cancer. There is no sickness. There is no COVID. It's not there. It's not there. So, Father, we just say, as it is in heaven, let it be here on earth, in us and through us. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. And we all said, amen. God bless you. Have a great holiday.